motherfucker just let me in.
Yeah. And hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker, figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a mink rug song. This a fucking boys forever hold a grudge song. Pop some fucking champagne in the tub song. Nigga, just because song.
Dang, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophies. Trophies.
What's going on, man?
Not much, how are you?
You know, same old, you know, after a big show, you know, we'll go listen to some music, you know, watch some laughs, and, yeah.
That wasn't really a big show. Well,
well, I mean, the last two big events kind of like, you know.
Hold on, we'll get the big show. If you remember the overbooked ladder, ambulance match.
Was it overbooked? What, did it look overbooked?
No, I mean, Big Show showed up. I was trying to make a, pun.
Oh, I gotcha.
I mean, witty, you know, like.
Yeah.
He said Big Show, but it really wasn't a Big Show, but Big Show was. See, it's not funny when you explain the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Beforehand, there was supposed to be a women's tag team title match, but that got canceled because. COVID problem.
Yeah, another COVID outbreak. Yeah. I think going in, people kind of figured like, oh man, is this pay per view ruined already? Well, at least does it have like red flags? Like you know, like you know, once one match getting canceled, bad enough. But like you know, two, it's like, oh man.
I mean, either
let alone being a Clash of Champions pay per view.
I mean, both tag team champions probably has COVID. You know, both.
And this is in the midst of you know, AEW having their stars dealing with.
Oh, and NXT.
Who got it in NXT?
I don't know, but they had like a party or something, and that's how you know. And also, some of those AEW people, you know. I mean, Chelsea Green got it apparently, and she's with Matt Cardona, and we haven't seen him on TV in a while, on AEW. Well, so
I don't think he's on AEW every week, so we can kind of put a guiding light on that.
Yeah, but you know,
yeah.
they're engaged, so you know. Did you watch the free show? I didn't. I don't watch the free show.
I caught it in the last minute, I think. It was basically, yeah, the Lucha House Party, Cesaro, Nakamura. Good tag match. You know, they're obviously building, like, a tension situation with the Lucha House.
Oh, Kalisto's turning heel.
Yep.
I
figure I'm like, you know, hey, they might do good in singles, so like, hey, why not? And Kalisto, you know, I think he'll probably do better as a heel.
Yeah. Well, that was supposed to be Asuka versus Zelina Vega, but thanks to COVID, I mean, COVID normally is a heel, but if you're an Asuka fan, thank COVID-19.
Do you think WWE was gonna change their decision, like had the COVID not happened, or it was still gonna be like you know on the kickoff, like in your opinion?
Oh no. They can't, because they got rid of one match. I guess they had to, like, change everything on the fly, and I guess.
I figure, yeah, it was best for them to, like, you know, put that, like, get, take that off the kick out, but they don't want another Twitter outbreak or social media outbreak or what you call it.
Yeah. So the show started off with the ladder match, the triple threat ladder match for the Intercontinental title with Jeff Hardy, Sami Zayn, and AJ Styles. That was a fucking hell of a ladder match.
Hell of a match.
Oh my god. The,
Yeah, I mean, you got three of the best right now. Three of them with ladder experience. Like, you know, you're gonna get a barn burner. You know, you're gonna get a barn burner.
I mean, there was this part where Jeff Hardy falls off a ladder, bounces back up, and then like tips AJ Styles. There was a swanton through a
Yeah, like, what was up with that? Like, I remember seeing Sammy pushing Jeff, but Jeff was kind of like upside
crawling. He was crawling to save himself, and he still fucking fell. The handcuff spots.
Well, before we get to that, I remember you know, Jeff was trying to like redo the WrestleMania ladder spot. I almost had an inch, like maybe he was gonna. I think like he probably would have missed Sammy because like the ladder, you know,
it was too close.
Yeah, it was too close to each other. And you know, like, you can easily miss someone, you know, like, you know, for about an inch.
You know what he could have done? It was, he could have recreated. Do you remember the Money in the Bank ladder match from WrestleMania 23 when he did, like, a leg drop or whatever through Edge?
Yeah, the one to Edge, yeah.
You could have done that, too.
I think that shit would have broke his thighs. Because, I mean, like, you know, your legs are open, coming all the way down. Like, yeah.
But the creativity in this match, and you have like three great workers, but like, and well, and also you have one of the guys that like elevated the ladder match from like Razor and Ron the Strong, from, you know,
yeah,
with what Razor and Shawn did in Triple H and Rock in 98.
Yeah.
To, but the fuck with Sami Zayn, I've never, oh my god, I have never seen a guy handcuff a man's gauged ear.
Yeah.
To a ladder.
As soon as I saw the handcuffs, I'm like, this ain't good.
I thought he was gonna like handcuff both of them to like the ropes or a ladder or something, but not the man's ear. And then like
that's on Jeff. I'm like, man, you know, people are gonna like, you know, take advantage of those earlobes.
I mean, look what Randy Orton did in that 2018.
Yeah. I'm like, how can you wrestle in those? I mean, not that I should know or something, yeah. Like, yeah, but yeah, like,
no, I mean, he has them off, but still.
But yeah, I'm like, man, like, how the heck are you supposed to get out of that?
Yo, and then like the spot where like he slid a hand AJ and he handcuffed himself.
How smart was it? Yeah, handcuffed himself to AJ. I was like, all right, so I'm like, so now all three of them, how are they supposed to like win this? I think we're all thinking.
You know, Dan, well, he had the key. He had the key on him.
Oh yeah.
Unless, come on, he was smart. He probably knew, like, okay, I'm gonna get Jeff on his gate.
Catch him off his game, right. That was pretty smart. I have to admit.
And the right guy won.
Yep.
Because he didn't really, because when you think there is still juice to heal Sami Zayn, Intercontinental Champion. Because
you think both Jeff and AJ didn't really need the match the most. I think Sami kind of did when you put together. Yeah.
And plus, you could make Jeff a contender for Roman.
Oh, true. That's right. Jeff has said he always wanted to work with Roman. Now's the chance.
I mean, that was. We'll get to Roman. We'll get to Roman in a bit. Yeah. Yeah. And then, what was the next match?
Vega and Asuka. Hey, this was a quick show.
It was quick, because... Well, we didn't know why it was quick, and now we know why it was quick. But yeah, Oscar
I think won. They might, who knows, they might start doing this permanent, like making these pay-per-view shows quick.
The show was like, what, 3 hours? Not even?
It ended around 10. So like
yeah,
about
they normally
two
do.
Yeah, Vega, Oscar. I pointed out like, man, this is pretty fitting because her dad was a victim of the 9/11, and here she is getting her first title shot in the month of September. So I just wanted to point that out.
I mean, this had no build.
So quick, I thought they were gonna add Mickey James to the match.
You could see why it was on the free. It was gonna originally be on the pre-show.
Yeah.
And I just like I didn't like the idea of putting the belt that may have been at WrestleMania last year. Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks. Yeah.
They wouldn't put
Ronda fucking Rousey. That was, you know what I'm saying? Like they were never on the pre-show.
I find it so ridiculous. Like they wouldn't put Becky on the pre-show or Bliss or Nia Jax, but like some boneheaded in the production or what writer team said, hey, all right, let's put this in a kickoff match. And somebody signed off to it. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, but then again, somebody got COVID and then possibly got COVID, I should say.
Yeah.
But yeah, Oscar won, and then like Oscar got in an interview, and then Selena like bowed and then did some heel shit. It's enough. They're gonna have another match either tomorrow or.
Yeah, feud continuing. Maybe it will include Mickey James.
Or Peyton Royce and Billy Kay.
Well, yeah, but the draft might have an impact on that.
Oh God, yeah, there's a draft coming in 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's good. Switch up the matchups and stuff like that. Help the women's division probably, or tag division.
Yep. Like, they need to, do something with SmackDown's division. Also do something with the tag division, you know.
Oh, the tag division needs to be fucking fused together.
Yeah.
Hell, even bring in the NXT people too. I don't care.
And also, like, send like three or four people to NXT. I mean, like, it's not just Raw and SmackDown. NXT needs a little reshaping too.
Yo, you know Jackson Ryker fucked Steve Cutler
and Wesley Briggs.
What? Yeah.
No, it's back to repackaging again.
I mean, they were primed to get like a fucking title, something. Yeah. You know, not the titles, but like a fucking, you know, match.
They would have just kept their mouth shut, Jackson Ryker specifically, you know, about what's going on and outside of the world. Things this would have been.
By the way, it's okay to talk about religion. It's okay to be, you know, I love Jesus. It's just after a fucking race riot and saying I love the.
Yeah, you know. I mean, let's save your religious stuff on the Sunday. Yeah, I mean, that's where, you know, I kind of, you know, do. You know, go for my service and stuff, but like, yeah, I mean, like, come on now, like, you gotta be smart on, you know, on the things you say, especially the time.
The draft's coming in 2 weeks. Raw, a 2-night thing on Raw. And SmackDown, starts with SmackDown then on Raw.
Don't make it like, I appreciate they try to make it like a NFL draft feel last year, you know what I mean? Like,
oh
yeah, the war rooms. They don't need to bring the war rooms. Like, come on.
Yeah, I want to see Cletus on fucking SmackDown. the Fox robot. It's how much I watch Fox NFL. I know the fucking robots.
Yeah. I miss the old you know, like they do these you know, back in the Ruthless Aggression time, they did these matches where you win, the brand gets
you win the match, and then whoever wins the match show gets the pick, and then they do
the computer. That was kind of what everyone was hyping for. Like, all right, like the next draft pick.
Or do you remember they had like little bingo balls or whatever? and they picked in. It's like, oh, Undertaker. Or, oh, the next pick is John Cena.
I like the computer one better because the longer, you know, it waits, it just kind of like, it's got to be.
Yeah, but that fucked JR because he didn't know he was going to get drafted.
I've heard he didn't know.
No, he really didn't know he was going to get drafted. That was like on the fly and he was so fucking pissed.
No, you know, JR gets pissed when he doesn't get informed much on, you know, on a lot.
Street Profits versus Garza. And
oh, it was the Cruz versus Lashley. It was pretty much determined.
By the way, I learned through Sour Monster, because I listen to him because he's so much better than JD. That this match that just happened with Apollo and Lashley was the 13th time Apollo Cruz has faced anybody from the Hurt Business. That's 13.
Wow. Including tag matches?
I guess.
Yeah, I would say including tag matches. I'm like, the feud, this got to, you know, end. Like,
it's okay for Ricochet, because, I mean, by the way, did you notice their entrance, right? With Lashley, yeah. Right?
Someone was conspicuous by his absence.
Yeah, you had.
And, you know.
Shelton
came out. MVP came out.
MVP came out with his glasses. Who is the vice president of the Hurt Business? Or
executive EVP, whatever he wants to call him.
He's basically Triple H.
And apparently, according to MVP, you know, he sent out Alexander to do some, you know, outside business for the Hurt Business.
You think he got because he's with Swole?
Did Swole get him?
I don't know if she has it, but she works for AEW, and I wouldn't be surprised. And they probably live in Florida.
Florida has not done this country so well, if we're being real.
Cue that Bugs Bunny meme.
Yeah.
After what the...
man. There needs to be some law and order in that state for real this time, like. You can't just go around doing whatever the heck you want in that state, just, you know, just because of Florida.
You can't open everything during while everybody's still like locked down. So I guess nobody told Samoa Joe that the Fool Lashley is not that called that anymore. It's the Hurt Lock, which is a cooler name actually.
I think I like Full Lashley better. I mean, Hurt Lock, I'm like, all right, like, you know, what, the Hurt Slam, the Hurt Press, and all that?
It's the Hurt Business. He's hurting him. He's locked in on that hold.
But I mean, like, Full Nelson, like, you know, Full Nelson, and then you take the Nelson out and you put in Lashley's name, Full Lashley, like.
Like, yeah, but it's not really creative. It's like I don't want to say T-Bar, but actually, I like T-Bar's tweets.
But yeah, well, the 24/7 title changes, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. By the way, were you surprised that Retribution didn't show up again on pay-per-view?
Both. Surprised and not surprised. Because, I mean, I think they still want to, like, you know, get the ball rolling with this group, you know, still have his legs, you know. But, like, this is, like, have they even appeared on a pay-per-view?
No.
Then there you have it.
No SummerSlam, no payback. No payback.
But there you have it, like, man, what the heck are they doing?
And then next was a tag match, right?
Yeah, Garza, Andrade, Street Profits.
Garza got hurt, right?
I think so. It was questionable, like on the 3 count, like what's up with that?
I mean, he apparently, I guess he got hurt during the Spanish Fly spot.
Oh, you think he hurt his back with him?
Probably if he landed wrong, he probably hurt his hip or something.
Sure, the MRI will come around, you know.
Yeah, but you guys, this should be the end of Street Profits versus Garza and Andrade. They've been like, they were going to actually wrestle at WrestleMania, so this has been going on since fucking March or April.
Since freaking March, I'm like, and you know, I mean, I don't even remember if Andrade and Garza even beat the Street Profits, or Garza and Theory, or whatever combination you want to say.
No, I think when who got hurt, it was Andrade that got hurt, right? They won when Andrade got hurt and earned that title shot and then replaced Andrade with Theory because Andrade got hurt and then...
Yeah. It was all in the midst of confusion because they weren't originally supposed to face the Profits. Like, we thought it was going to be them facing each other along with Humberto and Rey, like, you know, all that stuff back in the early year. But yeah, I'm like, I was thinking to myself, like, you know what, Garza and Andrade better win this, or what's the point of this dang match? I'm like, you could have put Benjamin and Cedric, well, at least we didn't know what was happening time, against, you know, the Street Profits. Like,
you could have had
MVP or Benjamin, or whatever combination of the Hurt.
Mace or T-Bar. Or Slapjack and Mace. Or Slapjack and T-Bar.
Oh, God. I can't imagine them wearing titles right now.
No, but I'm just saying... Well, I mean, I can't say Viking Raiders because Ivar broke his neck or something. Or something to do his neck. By the way, he had six successful... Yeah.
Based on that, just like makes you like, yeah, man, they need to like merge that tag division ASAP. Send Miz and Morrison, you know, they ain't doing much, you know.
Otis and Cash in and get murdered.
Bailey and Asuka. Originally Nikki Cross and Bailey.
Bailey was going to came out, cut a heel promo saying that I guess Nikki Cross was a coward.
Who did you expect was going to come out? Bailey. Yeah, to come out, like to face her.
Alexa Bliss, just because, you know, defending the honor of her best friend and all that. Even though, yeah, she's possessed or whatever, but because, you know, did you see on Twitter like them talking shit to each other?
I was thinking maybe like an NXT woman, you know, just to like fill up time, you know, get spotlight.
And then Asuka, I'm like. Asuka,
I'm like, really? Like, you know, is this a title match? But I'm like, oh, it is a title match. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Like, is Asuka gonna win? I know, right? It was all confusion.
And then, I mean, I know that this is supposed to like have Sasha come when I come back. She, you know, like get her revenge or whatever. Like, I knew that was gonna happen, and it did. You know, and then Bailey lost by DQ because she used a chair on Asuka. Then Sasha. You know the one part that would have been cool? Is when after like Sasha was attacking her with a chair or the cane or whatever she was, you know? And Bailey was crawling to the chair and Sasha put her foot on the chair. You know what would have been cool? If she would have ripped the fucking neck brace off.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm good now, motherfucker.
She only had like about what, 3 weeks? Or how long has it been since like, you know, the attack?
A couple of weeks, but like I'm used to like they gotta look strong. You gotta make them look strong.
Unless you're Ronda Rousey who probably has a stronger neck.
Oh my god, yes, you know, so being fucking pulmonized. I remember that, Thanks,
Charlotte. My god, I'm thinking about Ronda must probably have the strongest neck you could probably imagine because she's, you know, walking the next day after having her throat in that chair and then, you know, Charlotte.
I think she wrestled.
She sold she sold more to the Bellas than really... she did to you know, the rest of the women.
No, I don't really think even if that's considered a match. There's more like a segment. The thing with Bayley.
But yeah,
I guess they're heading to hell.
And I knew yeah, there's no way they can like branch this out all the way to Mania unless they take both women off TV.
I think what they should do is like have the first match of Hell in a Cell, and I guess somebody wins, you know, and it could be in the cell, or it could be at Hell in a Cell, you know what I'm saying? And then put it on ice,
yeah,
or you know, or whatever, and have whoever lost the match win the Royal Rumble, and then have the blow off at Mania.
It's gonna be interesting by the time January occurs, like, you know, how's the Bayley and Sasha situation, you know, is.
Well, no, let's see when they're gonna do the first match.
Yeah, probably Hell in a Cell. Yeah.
That's what it looks
it's gonna
like.
Be interesting to see how they're gonna build that cell around the Thunderdome.
No, their lease is up like November 1st or whatever, unless they get another lease. Because they can't go back to the Performance Center.
I think, doesn't the deal with the Airway Center expires, like, I think, till October?
End of October. Like, November 1st. You can't do Hell in a Cell, I mean, unless you go back to the original 15-foot-high cell, but not this massive 30-foot red fucking milk crate looking shit. I don't like the red cell.
Yeah, we need to.
Oh, the ambulance match was next, right?
Yeah.
That shit was overbooked.
Yeah, I feel like it. I think it was kind of. When you have like these people,
come back,
kind of like said, like, "Yep, we're going to win this," or unless something fishy happens. But yeah,
it's like Randy was gonna go for a punt. Here comes Big Show wearing a fucking COVID mask, choke slams him through the announce table. I'm like, okay, Big goes in the back. You get Christian jumping on Randy Orton.
I think we all agree we were all waiting for Edge. And then Shawn Michaels. You know, right?
Edge is still injured. He really tore his fucking tricep. That wasn't
kayfabe. I mean, I should have known it was that worse. Like, I figured he would.
I really want to do Orton versus Edge at WrestleMania and have Orton win the title right. In this fucking match and have Keith Lee screw or do something. Because how the fuck is, you know...
I thought at first, like, if Orton wins the title, I think that's the word they're going to go to, like, Orton and Edge again.
Another issue with this is, like, Orton can't get another title match now.
He lost twice.
He actually lost... 3 times on pay-per-view.
Right. Oh, that's right. But you know what? Orton is that good and, like, you know, getting back steam, you know, like, he'll just, you know, do whatever fresh off.
Yeah, but, like, but, you know, thinking logically, I know with WWE you can, but still.
Orton hasn't even won a pay-per-view since beating Edge on Backlash.
I mean, he lost by a backslide. He lost to Keith Lee in 6 minutes or whatever it was. And then this. I mean, did you see the part where, like, he
You can't bury Randy. Like, you know, he's already, like, a self-made man. Like, a standard bearer, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah, no. He's good. He's not, you know, he's not buried or anything. It's just, like, how many chances can you get there, right, you know, after losing? Yeah, there was a spot where Orton, I guess Orton was gonna, like, be pinned or whatever on the ambulance. I mean, Drew's back was fucked up from, like, the fucking windshield. It wasn't as fucked up as Trent's back, but...
Yeah, that, you know, back first into that glass, I'm like, oh, that's
His blood was.
I thought at first was that prop glass. I'm like, no, that was real glass. Oh.
No, you can still get cut on sugar glass. Glass and fire is sort of unpredictable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, it was like overbooked. It was like Orton. Like, every time you try to get the advantage, oh, somebody from this past, like, showed up and fucking tried to screw him over. And then Ric Flair drives away the ambulance. Like, why the fuck is this 75-year-old man here?
Oh, yeah, that nice spot with Flair driving the ambulance.
Like, I'm gonna drive... he said something and he goes, woo. Did you see the shoes that him and Damian Lillard, I guess, collabed on?
Yeah.
It was nice. I guess we thought we should, I guess.
On to the main event, I guess. Unless.
McIntyre won, obviously. I don't know who's going to face him next. I don't know what's going to happen with him. Then.
I think a lot of people, or some people are surprised that McIntyre retained the title. I was like, okay, so on to other challenges.
The one part where he's like standing on top of the thing because they had the camera. I really thought they were in, the whole Keith Lee comes out of nowhere like monster shot thing that's been a meme.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna do that with, but no, they didn't. They say Shawn Michaels threw Randy Orton off the. He lightly pushed him. Okay, there's still about the main event.
Well, hold on, I remember WWE on Fox Twitter. They kind of compared that to the Simba thing. I'm like,
no. When Drew was hanging.
Nah.
When Drew was hanging. Was it more.
But yeah. Yeah, that and the Shawn pushing Randy. I was like, no, the closest was Elias and the Corbin one from a couple months back.
That or in the original Hell in a Cell when Taker stomped on Shawn's foot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about
the main event.
Roman Reigns is a thirst trap for women.
Roman Reigns makes everyone wants to go to the gym right now. Like, as soon as I'm like, man, like, dude took this pandemic and just, took this pandemic break and just, put it into work.
I mean, you got new teeth and you got a new body.
Right.
That's
that thing. That's that Roman regimen, not the Riddick regimen. But yeah, I think folks were anticipating like how Reigns was gonna come out to. I mean, he still came out to the music. But,
oh no, that's gonna come later in the story. He said.
Oh what? Oh what?
But yeah, he was like, "Fuck." The only remnants of the Shield that was left was the fucking
best.
And it's gone.
Yeah, but we haven't seen the best since months ago, so the best was kind of long gone. I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Reigns looked like he kind of had that Drago feel, this is not good for whoever's. Standing across the ring for him, type of thing.
This was a Jey Uso was the sacrificial lamb to heal Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
I knew this was going to happen. I kept saying this is going to be a fucking slaughter. He's going to get murdered.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there was hope spots. It wasn't a complete squash.
I think, yeah, folks thought it was going to be a squash. I think so, too. I thought, like, hey, you mean maybe they'll let Jay put up a good fight. You know, Roman beats him 1-2-3, and then we're out of there. Or maybe after the match, Roman brings to
And then he's like, tell everyone I'm the tribal chief. I'm thinking, like, if The Rock is available come April or March 29th or whenever WrestleMania 37 is.
I'm in love with this new, you know, I guess you could say character of Roman. Like, he's the tribal chief and this and that. I'm like,
man. Yo, did you see that back piece, though?
What back?
That new tattoo on his back.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
You didn't notice, like, half his back is fucking tatted? It connects to his arm.
Oh.
The back, you know, is, you got more ink.
Yeah, yep, I noticed it.
But yeah.
I mean, sure. You usually, when he takes off the vest, it's like, it looks the same, but, like, oh, he put more tattoos on.
No, I think he got a tattoo as he was changing his body. As he got more cut up and lean. But yeah, like, Jay, like the it would be like, he'd get like a couple moves in and wouldn't phase Roman. Roman was hitting with a fucking uppercut, and you know, it was like Apollo versus.
Oh yeah, that's a good tattoo. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like boom, boom. Like he'd get like a few flurries, and then Roman just cut him off, and then just talk shit. It's like, take the payday. You could have just laid down, but now you're gonna get the ass whooping.
Yeah.
You're gonna get beat up.
Yeah. In case if there weren't any heel cementing, I think, yeah, Samantha kind of cemented that.
Yeah. I don't know how this is going to invite again. I didn't hit anything. You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
What the fuck? What else happened? Let's see. Wait. Oh, they brought Jimmy out because Jay was getting his ass beat so bad that his brother came out throwing the towel. Because Roman was making him say, like, basically, call me daddy. You know what I'm saying?
And we saw this similar when Dijakovic and Karrion Kross a couple months back.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, when did throwing the towel end in a wrestling match? AEW Marks watched... Was it Full Gear last year with MJF?
Or Bob Backlund, Bret Hart?
It's not a new truth. Iron Sheik and Bob Backlund? It's not a new truth.
Whoever's saying that, like, must be having toddler brains or something. Like, come on, really. Tyler Bate, like, you know, when Mustache Mountain faced Undisputed Era, you know, he did the whole towel scene. Like, it worked.
Yeah, this is... It's not a new trope.
Yeah.
It's not a new trope. It's been done for ages.
But yeah, this makes even like the potential of Rock versus Roman even more exciting. Like if it was to happen,
yeah. Or anybody who can dethrone the Roman Reigns.
Like it's the perfect fit in Hollywood of all places. Rock's final match. You got the build because you know both guys are gonna do the best, you know, building this and like,
mm-hmm.
It's a you know recipe for like a money making extravaganza.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like the shot of like making him put on the.
Oh yeah, yeah. I popped for that. Like, well, I wasn't really like shouting, but I kind of like popped for that.
I was like, oh no, the whole match and him just talking shit and everything. I'm like, oh.
Why do I feel like they kind of put in a little like Black Panther feel to it? You know, like, well, I mean, you know, I mean, kind of like you know, like a. Or whatever, like a tribe warrior battlefield. Yeah. They should do that. Roman should do that every time he wins a match. That would be something. Don't you agree?
put the fucking just put on the fucking lay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yo, oh that'd be bad. I don't think anyone even came up with that. Like, after like a heel wins his match, the manager or whatever puts on the legs on his head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I keep saying a lot. Because I don't
reach
down. Take a shot every time I say if you're listening to this. How would you rate this pay-per-view?
7 out of 10.
I say 6.
I mean, the pay-per-view, I mean, it kicked off, right, in the beginning. It was kind of meh. It was kind of meh, you know, like, in the middle.
The ladder match and the main event were the two strong points, the beginning and the end.
Maybe 6.5. Oh, I'll give it a 6.5.
Yeah, because, like, that ladder match was, like, really, really good. And the story told with Roman, Jimmy. Was good. Hopefully this is recording. Probably it will.
It's still red on my tab, so yeah, it's still recording. It's okay. Interesting. Where did I go from here? Like, where did the Usos go from here? Like, you know.
Jimmy ain't coming back until January or whatever because he tore his ACL.
Jimmy might be probably. I mean, sorry, Jay will probably want to go draw down again with Roman at some point around.
Jason Cell, whatever, fucking beating that Roman gave him.
I mean, Hell in a Cell's coming up. I mean, I don't see Drew having like a new opponent in the Hell in a Cell match. So I think we can safely say Roman's going to be in the Hell in a Cell.
Probably be The Fiend and Roman.
And you know how it is. When the females get a Hell in a Cell, the men's getting a Hell in a Cell, so.
I don't know if the women. I mean, maybe Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah. Yeah, that match drips Hell in a Cell. I'm like, dang, that'll be Sasha's third Hell in a Cell match. I mean, good for her. But then it will cement all four horsewomen being at Hell in a Cell also.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Should we talk about Road Warrior Animal?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Road Warrior Animal. Yeah, Road Warrior Animal. Wednesday or Tuesday?
Thursday? Wednesday. No, Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. Because Thunder Rosa did the paint tribute to, Warrior. Yeah, I mean, I remember seeing on my Instagram story, RIP Animal, and then I immediately said no, you know, because like, it hurts when you wake up to like, you know, all these news and stuff. Because I kind of stay up late to about 6 a.m. or 7, and then.
I go to bed like 11 out from where I'm at, or 12, and I wake up like 8, like 5:30 or 8, like whatever, I have to compete or whatever, and I need calls, you know.
I'm on Netflix, movie, wrestling, like whatever to make the time go fast, you know.
I woke up,
and it said like two things, like Gale Sayers dying, looking for the NFL, the app, I get to use and stuff in football. Shin or whatever, in the group chat was like saying, like, "Oh no, tell me the thing's true." It's like Hogan saying, "Old Roy Animal died." I'm like, okay.
Apparently,
I guess.
Like a heart problem and stuff.
Something.
I mean, this year just kind of gives us like unexpected deaths. It's like it's crazy. we're not even near December yet, and we're already losing some great people. Like,
October.
I think, yeah.
I mean, the Grod Warriors, you're the greatest. I don't.
Oh, care. Greatest tag team of all time. Oh, even the Dudley Boys are great. Oh, yeah. Even the Dudley Boys will tell you that.
Like as a draw, you know the whole statistics of wrestling, not just like you know titles or whatever. It's just like can they make money? The Lord Warriors put ass in every 18.
You ain't a mark for tag team wrestling if you don't put the Lord Warriors on a high pedestal.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's a reason why it's called the Road, like the pop called like a, the yeah. The Road Warrior pop.
The good thing for like on for Dark Side of the Ring, they were able to like put out that documentary, you know, like you know on the Road Warriors. Or so they told them that they said like that was probably like one of their best documentaries. Well, production wise.
They had the Dark Side of the Ring that came out this year. And then the WWE thing that came out like 2005.
Yeah, they WWE did their own documentary.
Yeah. I watched it Thursday. The WWE documentary. I already saw the Road Warriors Dark Side one. You know, when we were watching that. I think we did a review on that.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, we did a review on that. Yeah.
Go check this out in the archives. But the Road Warriors are the greatest tag team. Or one of.
They're up there. I mean, there's always like one of and this and that. Like they're up there. I'll say maybe top three or top two.
I mean, the Road Warriors were the only team in the 80s that won the NWA, AWA, and the WWF tag titles.
And
they were big in Japan, too.
They paved the way.
They paved the way
for, like, you know, Dudley's, Viking Raiders, Gallison and Anderson, you know, being big. AOP. Oh yeah, true.
Man,
oh,
they were mans with Paul Ellering, so.
The Ascension, I guess. Okay.
I mean, Ascension are Road Warrior clones.
I mean, we might as well bring. We might as well mention them. I mean, they paid the way for the Ascension.
And Demolition. Let's see.
Intimidating muscle tag team, I'll say. The Road Warriors paved the way. Animal, you know, he'll be very missed deeply. You know, the Road Warriors, you know, will live on forever. You know, their legacy will only, you know, be more bigger.
Oh, yeah. I put in a Road Warriors promo at the end of this too, because I was like, I wanted to do like a thing. We didn't record yesterday, so I was like, you know, do it with this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there is a Road Warriors promo. So you're gonna hear Hawk, Animal, Paul Ellering. Talk about, I guess, the Project Cup or something. Tony Schiavone's 86, 87, whatever. Tony Schiavone's doing an interview.
So, old school
NWA shit. I put that in for you guys. Anything else?
Wrap this up? What else is newsworthy? Before we can wrap this up. I think I told you guys, I'm like, you know, maybe this group has some legs left, like, based on, I feel like they're trying to become how Wrestling Twitter is, you know, 24/7, you know, with the trolling and all that stuff, And it's just kind of like, you know, make you catch this on, like, all right, like, check them out on Twitter. T-Bar, like, I think I'm a T-Bar guy now. Like, he came after Bischoff. He came after JD.
I mean,
you heard what Bischoff said, right? Like, and then the response.
Yeah, that's trash. Yeah, I saw.
Oh, yeah, then
Booker T is a T-Bar guy.
Wait, what'd you say?
Booker T is now a T-Bar guy. Because remember that whole everybody, nobody stayed except X-Pac and Booker T.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's the Mace Mob.
And then Reckoning.
Mace has his own. Yeah.
What's next? Anarchy? Like...
Retaliation.
Oh, Retaliation.
That's Mercedes Martinez's name.
Oh, man. They're finding the right names, I guess you could say, you know, for this group. But yeah, I think I'm become a T-Bar guy. Like, oh yeah, he tweeted good night to everyone except WWE. I'm like, why do I feel like this is Vince's way of mocking the fans? Because you know how fans are, you know, Vince. Bashing on WWE. What you think?
It's not gonna get like over on TV if like they're presented. It's one thing to be like. I gotta compare with, like the Becky thing. You know how Becky was like great on Twitter, but she was already she got over on TV. And added to I guess in her mystique.
Or like John Cena, like. Because, you know, WWE wants, you know, fans to, like, you know, cheer, like, treat Cena like the hero, you know, and all that stuff. But when you have, like, opposing adversaries, you know, trashing and all that stuff, like, and then the fans pop for that. I think they're trying to make... They're trying to make us... Boo, hate Retribution, but Retribution is actually making us like them with the addition of Twitter and stuff. Because they're trashing WWE when WWE is supposed to be like this hero company. You get what I'm saying?
They're trying to be like an NWO type, as in like they're like the cool heel. But they look like Dijakovic shaved his head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't even imagine him without that mask now.
But we'll see tomorrow night what they do.
Yeah. They got to hit some kind of, I mean, home run or guess something to a home run.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they're handling themselves on Twitter, so, like, that's the least of their worries. Twitter's the least of their worries, so.
I mean, the only one that's verified is T-Bar.
It would have been so much better if, like, they just had a recognizable person as the leader. And then Retribution, the members of Retribution can do whatever the heck they want. So.
Do they get one? I don't know. But anywho.
But yeah, the draft, who do you particularly want to see, like, get drafted? I mean, you don't really have to say much of anything.
If people who are injured or pregnant, are they immune?
Good question.
Like, can Becky Lynch get drafted even though she's expected of a child?
I hope this ain't the same draft where, like, they announce, like, this person is still on the Raw brand, still on the SmackDown brand, like...
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, is Xavier Woods, can he get drafted? Can Jimmy Uso separate from his twin?
Good question. Good question. You know what I'm saying? They'll probably just not mention them. I mean, I think they.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know how that cut off at the end. We were talking about the draft. The draft's going to happen. Whatever's going to happen, happen. Sorry about that. You know, technology and all. Again, but hey, I hope you guys enjoy this Clash of Champions review. I hope, you know, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever. Listen to this on Spotify, Anchor, all the podcasting apps that we're available on. Wear a mask, wash your hands, be good to one another, no matter what race, sexual orientation, whatever. And you know, be good to one another. And we'll see you on the next one. We might talk about NXT TakeOver 31. That's going to happen on October 4th, the week from when I'm recording this. So, yeah. Bye. Oh, one more thing. Here's the promo from the Road Warriors from like 86, 87 or whatever. Talking about Chicago and beating up the Midnight Express and the Four Horsemen. Hope you guys enjoyed. Rest in peace, Road Warrior Animal.
Here's Paul Ellery.
Hey, Tony Schiavone, let me say, the Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup. The Warriors gonna be there in Louisiana, and we're gonna take that cup home. We do what we say. You know something, Tony Schiavone? We're what this thing of country's all about. It's a violent society, and we're the product of our environment. What we say we're gonna do, and we get it done. Let me tell you something, Russians. If we want that six-man competition, we'll take it home with us. And let me tell you something, Nikita and Ivan Koloff, you open up your big mouths again and try to discredit the Warriors, we'll slap your heads right off.
You know, Tony Schiavone, wrestling is a sport of opportunists. I've heard Ivan Koloff out here crying about making a foul ball fair by changing the baselines. Well, it just can't be done, Ivan Koloff. Cry all you want, you went down. Now, there's also been talk by Ric Flair. Now, Ric Flair, you're the cream of the crop. You're the blue chip of wrestling. But on top of that cream is a tiny little film, and it's the scum. It's the Legion of Doom, Ric Flair. Now, I want the Midnight Express to think about something. We're looking for you. Tell them, Hawk.
Hey, Ric Flair, I could spend a while talking to you and about you, but you're not worth it. I'll tell you one thing, though. I got more women in this world talking about my tongue than you do about your stinking suits, cars, and jewelry. And as for the Russians and Baron von Raske, I got you listed as three rats. And you know what that makes us? Decon.
Jimmy Cornette, we're looking for you.
All right. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. We're coming right back.
No, just thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and be safe and wash your hands and all that.